The Oscar nominations came out this morning, and everyone has something to say. Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water leads the pack with a whopping 13 nominations. Other notable nominations include Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and Dunkirk. And here to talk about these and all the Oscar buzz is Bill Goodykunz, film critic for the Arizona Republic and the USA Today Network. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So we're talking about the big screen, so let's talk about the big picture. Were there any big themes you noticed in this year's crop of nominees?
Well, certainly a lot more diversity this year. Everybody last year, there was the hashtag Oscars so white, and the year before as well, which is pretty amazing. You know, 2 years in a row with no actors of color in any of the categories. But there were several actors of color nominated this year, not just in the acting categories, but the real good old boy club used to always be the director. And there was a black man, Jordan Peele, for Get Out, and a woman, Greta Gerwig, for Lady Bird, nominated for Best Director this year. And I think that, as much or more than the actors, is a pretty good step forward.
Yeah, and you mentioned Get Out there. It was nominated in four major categories. And this is a horror film, and it didn't do so well at the Golden Globes, but it's certainly one of the most talked about films of the year. Do you think it has a shot this time around?
Now, I'm just going to tell you, I am not good at reading the tea leaves and animal entrails and all the other things that people do. I mean, prognosticating Oscars is a full-time job for some people now, truly, seriously. But I just kind of go with a little more educated guess. But I'm told that it has a shot at Best Picture. I don't see that because Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri has gotten such momentum going into this thing. And now The Shape of Water gets 13 nominations. I would think those two are the front runners. But I love horror movies for one thing, and I really love Get Out.
Let's hear a little clip from
Rose.
Them.
I don't know where they are.
Rose? Rose! Rose, do your keys! Rose, give me those keys. Rose, now! Now, the keys!
Oh, be careful, bro.
You know I can't give you the keys, right, babe?
And that was a clip from Get Out. Bill, let's talk about The Shape of Water briefly as well.
That was a spoiler for Get Out.
My God, I wonder what he's trying to get out from.
So
Shape of Water, as we mentioned, more than a dozen nominations. And for a lot of people, Lorne and I were just discussing before we went on, how do you explain that movie to folks? And it's a little convoluted, I guess, to some extent. But what did you think of that one?
I loved it. I loved it because I think Guillermo del Toro just has such a vivid imagination, and it's so great. I talked to him, and I talked to Richard Jenkins as well for this movie, who got a supporting actor nomination. Beyond everything else, it's a movie about inclusion. I mean, everybody in this movie, and it's set in the 1950s, I guess, or early 60s, everybody is in some way the other, right? There's a black woman, a woman who's mute, there is a gay man, and most vividly, there is a sea monster. Somebody, I saw somebody describe it as Free Willy, where the woman has like a relationship with the Willy. It's not quite that. I think there's more to it than that. But she does. It's hard to explain in a way that would make people want to see it, I think. But I think if they do see it, it's so well done. And it's sort of a love letter to movies on top of everything else. I just think it's, you really get your money. When you walk out of there, you think, man, I saw a movie.
You clean that lab, you get out.
She deaf?
Mute, sir. She can hear you.
The thing we keep in there is an affront, and I should know. I dragged it all the way here.
All right, so now let's talk about one of your favorite movies of the year, The Big Sick. This is actually one of the few Oscar movies that I did see, and I also loved. Tell us a little bit about this one.
This is maybe not the biggest snub, but for me, it's the most personal. I love this movie. And basically, it's Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon. It's the story of their life, really. He came here from Pakistan, and his family wanted to have an arranged marriage, but he wanted to be a stand-up comic. He didn't want to become a lawyer. They meet, and she gets sick, which is the big sick part of it. and it goes back and forth. I'm surprised, really. It did get a nomination. It got a nomination for writing for the two of them, which is great. But I really thought, you know, the Academy can nominate up to 10 pictures for Best Pictures. This year, as they did last year, they only nominated 9. You got a slot. I say use it. There's actually a fairly complicated formula as to how they come up with that. But I just thought this deserved it. I think anybody who's, again, it may not sound like one of those movies where, you know, you want to rush out to see it if you try to describe it to somebody. But I just thought it was terrific. And I know that we're I know that we're playing clips from films, but man, maybe we could just play like the entire movie of this one.
I think we only have a clip though.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. My name's Kumail.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we saw you perform.
Now that the niceties are out of the way, I have to tell you that when you yelled at me, it really threw me off, and you really shouldn't heckle comedians. It's so rude.
I didn't heckle you. I just woohooed you. It was supportive.
Okay, that's a common misconception. Uh-huh. But yelling anything at a comedian is considered heckling. Heckling doesn't have to be negative.
So if I yelled out, like, you're amazing in bed, that'd be a heckle?
Yeah. Will be an accurate heckle.
Cool.
And that's a clip from The Big Sick. Bill, we've got just a few seconds left. I wanted to ask you, the strangest nomination I saw was because of all the shakeup over sexual harassment allegations, Kevin Spacey's replacement in All the Money in the World, Christopher Plummer, who was brought in at the last second to replace him, got nominated. Do you think that was legit, or was that a message being sent?
Well, maybe both. They're not mutually exclusive necessarily, but I'll tell you that what, he was great in it, and I did not see, obviously, I mean, nobody really did Spacey in the role, but I can't imagine he was better than that. Plummer just fits a role. I mean, he made a great J. Paul Getty. He just had that air about him. You know what I mean? I think Michael Stuhlbarg should have gotten a nomination for Call Me By Your Name and the Post and Shape of Water, but he didn't. But I'm not disappointed with Plummer being in there.
All right. Well, we will not ask you to make any predictions for the winners. Thank you, Bill Goody-Coons. He's the film critic with the USA Today Network. Bill, thanks again.
Thank you.